Morning and welcome to our first podcast at Nutfield Church Primary School. I'm Giuseppe Peluso and I head up the anti-bullying team. This morning we have four children from year six who we will refer to as our panel, and they will be discussing and answering questions related specifically to anti-bullying and how we deal with anti-bullying at our school. The first question is, what is bullying and why is it harmful? Orla.
Bullying is an action that is repeated many times when children have asked you to stop, or not just children, anyone has asked you to stop, and it is very harmful because they can do it verbally, physically, online, and it can be get into people's heads, it can make people worry a lot at night, and it's just a horrible thing that anybody could do.
Absolutely. Our next question is, what excuses do offenders make for bullying someone? Sam?
Sometimes, like, they dared me or they started the argument first.
Right. Can anyone think of anything else besides that? Cassie?
Well, maybe like they were playing a game and they said you couldn't play or something like that, and then they think that they were harmed first, so they think that's a good enough excuse to hurt someone else.
Right. The next question is, what are the personality factors that contribute to bullying?
I think some personality factors might be that something might be going on at home, or they might have something else in their life that might not necessarily something to do with school, but they think that they can take it out on other people and it'll be all right.
Right. Well done. That's well answered.
And they're Orla? Trying to disguise what should be them, like going through a tough time, to and reflecting it on someone else to try for make themselves forget about what's happening.
I agree. Sometimes. Well done. Does bullying differ based on gender? Lennon, what do you think? So does it depend on gender?
No, it doesn't. No, I think that, like, it doesn't matter what gender you are, and you shouldn't be bullied anyway. Like, you should try to stick up for yourself if you're a boy or a girl. Doesn't, like...
Yes, that's right. I think so too. The next question is, what are the various types of bullying? I know Orla in the first question did answer that. Would anyone like to point out what the different types of bullying that we experience? Sam, would you like to give me one?
There's cyberbullying, which is online, when you're being mean online.
Right. Cassie?
You could have physical, where someone, like, using their body to actually hurt someone.
So physical bullying, yes.
You could also have verbal, when they're using their words to express what emotions they're feeling.
Right, so emotional bullying. Mm-hmm. Anything else anyone can think of? I think basically those are the main ones. Our next question is, what strategies and resources are used at school to deal with bullying? Sir?
We have teachers out at playtime to watch out if there's any bullying.
Right, we have teachers and TAs that are out on the playground all the time. We also have the anti-bullying ambassadors. So we have two children from every year group, from year one to year six, who are elected by the rest of the class as the anti-bullying team, and they are responsible for being out on the playground during break time and lunch time and ensure that there's no bullying going on. We also have a friendship bench at our school, whereby anybody that's feeling lonely or feels that they're being bullied can go and sit on the friendship bench, which is painted in a bright yellow colour, and then obviously people will know that particular child is feeling lonely or is being bullied. Orla?
We also have a talk time box where children can put in how they feel about other children or other things that's happening, and then somebody will go around and check it once a week, and then they will be seen to afterwards.
Right, good. Anybody else got any other strategies? Yes, Lennon?
So you could also talk to your parent or guardian and ask them, or a teacher, or even your siblings, or who you could talk to someone that you trust.
Right, good. Let's move on to the next question, which is, can bullying have a lasting effect? What do you think, Sam?
I think it can, because it can sometimes get into people's heads and things, that they're not actually as good as they are, but they are the same, really.
Right, I agree with that. Yes.
Cassie? Especially if it's not just one person bullying someone, it's multiple people, they can think that, because multiple people think it, that it's true, and then they think that, oh, well, maybe I am this or that, and it can actually get to them.
And could obviously have lasting effects. All
and
what were you
also
say?
With a bigger group of people, then you realise that, hold on a minute, lots of people think it, so then therefore it is true, but actually the difference in between it is true by the people that do bully you and your mindset is should be totally different.
Right, good answers there, well done. And our final question is, what is your understanding of cyberbullying and how it can be prevented? We did touch on cyberbullying, Sam, you initially mentioned.
Isn't it like when you're being mean? So it's like the kind of the same as in real life, but just on like computers and phones and online devices.
Could you give us a specific example?
So like when they're like talking, like say on a group chat or something, it's about someone who's not on it and being mean to them.
Right. Orla?
Also, I do think that if you are getting cyberbullied, it's important to know that you're not the only one, because there's many, many, many people on social media apps that get so much hate, like, every day. But they try to move forward from it. Even, like, big celebrities, they still get the effects of cyberbullying because they get the hate from every app they're on.
Right. Cassie?
I also think that because of cyberbullying, some people think that because they're not in front of them, they can hide their identity or it doesn't hurt them as much. But it's hurting like the same amount, because it's still telling the person how they feel.
Right, and with a lot of people that do cyberbully, they're almost like cowards because of the fact that they speak to somebody in a way that they would never ever speak to that person face to face, or say that the things that they feel about them to their face. So they can basically hide behind a screen almost. What were you gonna say, Lennon?
I think it can be like prevented, like, you know, if you're online playing a game with your friend and like, you know, your friend makes a mistake or you make a mistake and like someone blames it on you, and then like they start being mean because you made a mistake in the game or something like that, and then you get like bullied for it.
Yes, Orla?
And I also think that because social media has got so big now and it's so clever how, you know, you can, and you get told to not put your real name in, and you get told to do this and you get told to do that, therefore it is so easy just to like hide it and just like forget about it the next day and come to school and no one will know who it is, what they've done and why
right.
they've done it.
Excellent. Is there anything anyone else would like to mention about bullying? Orla?
I'd like to say
one
that
final note, yes.
I'd like to say, even if it is behind a screen or if it is verbally or it is physically, it doesn't change how people take it, you know? It's the same no matter what. It gets into their heads and it can make people really insecure and scared.
I agree. I'd like to thank the panel at this point for your contribution to the discussion, and we look forward to our next discussion. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.